This is the World Tonight. Good evening. I'm Richard C. Hottle at CBS News. The Carter administration has now issued a formal response to the Israeli government's decision on the future of the West Bank. Marvin Kalb has the story.
It took the administration 3 days to rebuke Israel publicly for failing to provide the answers the U.S. wanted. After expressing official regret, the spokesman said the U.S. would now intensify its consultations with Egypt and Israel, and officials added that Secretary of State Vance would probably go to the Middle East next month and stay there as long as necessary to gain Egyptian and Israeli acceptance of an American compromise to resume the stalled Mideast negotiation. The U.S. asked Israel if, over the next 5 years, the final status of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip could be settled. The Israeli answer was ambiguous, but U.S. officials actually regard it as negative. At a minimum, several of them would like Israel to start discussing the final disposition of these occupied areas in the next 5 years. But even if Israel agrees to this formula, there is still no assurance Egypt would accept it. Underlying U.S. strategy now is the hope and belief that public pressure on the Begin government can change Israel's position on the West Bank. Marvin Kalb, CBS News, the State Department.
Israel's Defense Minister Ezer Weitzman has now denied calling Prime Minister Begin a liar and accusing him of leading the country into another war. Weitzman did not deny, leaving Sunday's cabinet meeting angrily in disagreement with Begin's West Bank policy. More on the World Tonight after this message.
First,
I took my pictures.
Second,
I took my pictures to Kmart.
And then?
Uh-oh, looks like they all came out black.
Every single one?
Yeah, but don't worry. At Kmart, you don't have to pay for them unless they come out just like you want them to.
Too bad. Well, they were pictures of angels.
Angels?
Girl angels and cat angels and dog angels.
Why didn't you take any boy angels?
Oh, well, I never seen any boy angels.
Take pictures of your little angel or your little devil or anything else to Kmart's complete photo department and take advantage of Kmart's goof-proof picture-perfect policy. You pay only for prints you think are perfect. Proof positive, your negative is goof-proof at Kmart.
Kmart is the saving place.
Now through July 8th, get a focal telestrobe 110 camera with built-in electronic flash. Only $28.88, including a 12-exposure roll of focal color print film. Only at Kmart.
With Defense Secretary Harold Brown and a troop of reporters as witnesses, the Cruz missile was given a public trial over the White Sands missile range in New Mexico today. Ike Pappas was there.
There's that Cruz missile now flying very low over this desert valley floor, moving very swiftly, say about 500 miles an hour, only about 100 feet off the ground. Not much of a noise to it. And now maneuvering, as we can see through these high-powered binoculars, across some radar nets and so forth, actually defying what the experts here say, is a simulated Russian air defense. And these tests are designed to prove that the cruise missile can actually get through and deliver a nuclear bomb to a target in the Soviet Union if necessary. Ike Pappas, CBS News, at the White Sands missile range in New Mexico.
Secretary Brown called today's tests completely successful. The cruise missile is scheduled for deployment in the early 1980s. Secretary Brown says it will be able to penetrate any defense the Soviet Union may erect. Aftershocks sent new fear through the Greek port city of Salonika today, where yesterday a major earthquake tumbled apartment buildings and houses like toys. A state of emergency has been declared. The death toll has moved past 20, and no one knows how many have been injured. Foreign reporters are just beginning to reach the scene, among them Kathy Grissom.
As I drove into the city, there were mass traffic jams, complicated by the fact that police and army were mostly at the scene. They were trying to dig out the bodies of people in an apartment building that had collapsed. And those police that weren't involved in the actual digging procedures were forced to hold hundreds and hundreds of onlookers back.
Grissom found that fear of another major tremor has caused most of Salonika's 700,000 people to move outdoors, far away from man-made structures.
Parks were filled with people who had taken all of their belongings or as much as they could carry with them to the park. They were sleeping there. They were forced to drink bottled water. Police are telling them now that they cannot go back into their homes, at least the ones that are severely cracked and windows broken. And they're willing to stay in the parks until they can move out into another area.
Reporter Kathy Grissom says it will be days before the full extent of the devastation at Salonika is known. The World Tonight continues after this.
You can climb a mountain, drive in deep as snow, go a lot of places where cars cannot go, carry more than a wagon without your axles dragging, and have more pull for any kind of tow. International Scout, anything less is just a car.
That's right. Four-wheel Scout beats a car at its own game. Hauling more groceries, getting better traction in bad weather, with a safe, solid reliability women love on the highway. If a car can do it, Scout can do it better. That's why anything less is just a car.
Now you can drive the highway, looking home on all the cars. Feel Scout's solid feeling, that's a specialty of ours. Come on, get out where the fun is, four-wheeling's best by far. Scout does the job, cause it takes more than a car. International Scout, anything less is just a car.
The Supreme Court unanimously has upheld the refusal of the federal government to impose extra import duties on Japanese television sets. Fred Graham reports.
It was nice try, but no cigar for the American electronics industry, which had seized on a rarely used 1897 law in an effort to gain relief from the competition of low-priced TV sets from Japan. The old law said that if foreign governments paid bounties to producers of certain goods shipped to the United States, and that allowed them to undersell our goods here, the Treasury Department must collect special countervailing duties on those imports to even the competition. Japan gives tax rebates to its companies for TV sets and other appliances shipped to the United States, and so do many European countries. American electronics firms claim these were bounties under the old 1897 law, and the U.S. Customs Court stunned the international business community by agreeing and saying the foreign manufacturers would have to pay the special duties. But the Carter administration appealed that to the Supreme Court, which ruled unanimously today that the old law doesn't require such duties, and if Congress really wants to use special duties to jack up the price of Japanese TV sets, it will have to say so specifically in a new law. Fred Graham, CBS News, Washington.
The Wall Street Report in a minute.
You carry Master George, you carry Clout.
For me, Clout is a vacation, an adventure. There I lay poolside, working on nothing but my tan, barely in my bikini.
Excuse me, miss. Is this chaise lounge taken?
Thank you, Clout.
You carry Master George, you carry Clout.
Master Charge. For all the necessary things life demands of you, and for all the wonderful things you demand of life. Master Charge, the number one card in the world. Use its clout.
For me, a clout is getting one of those sexy 10-speed bikes, you know, racy, feet strapped to the pedals, shifting gears, a bike you drive. Gonna get one, gonna use my clout. I wonder if they come with training wheels.
When you carry Master Charge, you carry clout.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrials closed down a little more than 5 points and stand now at 824.93. Volume, just over 29 million shares on the New York Exchange, where the average price per share was down 18 cents. It was down 12 cents on the American. Wall Street on this World Tonight.